We invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and
independent Black Radio Network online,
Black Talk Radio, is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before. In 2000, Saddam Hussein announced Iraqi oil would be traded in euros, not dollars. Sanctions and an invasion followed.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA. Today is Wednesday, and I saw Brother Davis was on the board, so we'll have a wise Wednesday show for you all, and definitely looking forward to you for that. I just want to apologize to everyone. I had a conference call that was supposed to go a whole lot earlier that had got rescheduled, so I wasn't able to do Tando Radio Show yesterday. But we have a live show for you all today, and I just want to thank you all for tuning into this live broadcast on January the 31st, last day of January of 2018. And if you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Then hit #, and Brother Davis will hear you. Just say excuse me if you have a question or comment for Brother Davis during today's Wise Wednesday show. Just say excuse me, and Brother Davis will definitely go to you. And it is Wise Wednesday, so hey, have your pen and paper and questions in hand. Now's the time to ask questions, because it's very important that you get some insight on Wise Wednesday, because man knows we're going to definitely need it. Great Creator knows we're going to definitely need some of our questions answered, or at least given us in the right sincere direction. And that's always, in my opinion, what Black Talk Radio Network does, Brother Davis does, Sister Davis does, and all the callers and participants in Tando Radio Show as much as they possibly can. So please engage in that. Okay, but before we get into today's show, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network so that this network can continue to grow and bring you what you have deemed as being necessary and relevant by making a financial contribution. Give some of your cash to the network. It doesn't have to be your whole check, but please, if you could give something to the network so that it will be able to meet its overall financial obligations to maintain the direction that is going. We're greatly appreciated. All donations are greatly, greatly appreciated, regardless of their size, and are all dutifully used in maintaining Black Talk Radio Network. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork. Hit the donation prompt. And also you could do that by becoming a member in BTR Community, which is a social media outlet that the network has put together for your overall engagement in a private membership or a paying membership platform, which actually protects you and from data mining, from paid sponsors on the major networks, and for you actually having a more holistic approach to it, to the social media space, because you should be gaining from that if you're going to engage in it. And the other ones, you don't. They're actually gaining, and you've made them wealthy by being a member of theirs, and they have not given you much of anything at all. So why be there? Come on over to BTR Community, where you can promote yourself, your business, within reason, and gain from that overall membership. It's a win-win. This is what Collective Prudence is all about. So come on over, become a member with BTR Community. You can do that by going to www.btrcommunity for only $24 a year. And so that will pay for your whole month, yearly subscription. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there, and then email info@ProsperityMint. And make sure that you say that you listen to Tando Radio Show. And there is not for a marketing is or a sales. It's actually to teach, show you the proper way in purchasing the precious metals, and to give you, well, that's mainly what it is, and that's the only thing that will be used for, and you need to know that because it's for your pure benefit, okay? So Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT, prosperitymint.com, where you could change your slave's wage into the savings of a king, a queen, a lady, and a gentleman. Place where you want to do that is Prosperity Mint, because it is where you can acquire assets in real money. What up, Big Scotty? How you feeling, brother? And everyone else that's in the chat room. Okay, so also, if you would like to join us in the crowdfunding platform that's using Bitcoin, you could do that with us through Coins of Change, and all you have to do is go to, you can email info@powerandcrowdfunding.com, powerandcrowdfunding.com. Okay, so now, real quick, a couple of briefs. Had a meeting late night, with just some of the people I work with, and we came up with the overall decision that it is better to have our RDP summit in the second week of June. And reason being is because we want to have the best opportunity for everyone else. The overall with the gun range and everything else, have to secure that, and that didn't want to be rushed and not give you all enough time to have a fullness and to add to the itinerary that's there. So it's definitely going to be going in June. Have a date. Remember, in April, I wasn't quite sure what the date was going to be, but we're going to have it the 15th and 16th of June. That is a Friday and a Saturday of June of 2018, the RDP First Summit. And we're going to have it here in Dallas, and we'll give you the particulars and get everything out to you, the overall cost. We have to secure a couple of things because what the overall training will be is going to be the emphasis. First day of Friday is going to be, the emphasis is going to be on firearm safety, firearm certification training, and then firearms how to, you're going to learn how to shoot and how to properly and safely use a firearm by certified individuals at a very prestigious gun club in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, in the what's known as the Dallas Metroplex. So for you all, just be ready. We'll put out the Eventbrite flyer and make sure that you all sign up as early as possible, and that way we'll be able to put out even more information. And then on Saturday, it's going to be a classroom, and we're going to have tactical training, and we're going to have actual preparedness training, and we're actually going to create satellites for you all and be able to put names and faces together with everyone so that we can have the overall collective fruit, and so that whenever things start to happen, at least those that listen to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, are in RDP, will at least have some collective fruit and have an opportunity to create their first responders to adversities that may be unforeseen adversities or the foreseen adversities and the obstacles that will go along with them, so that you can be able to navigate them as smoothly as possible, and then focus on the opportunities that will be all around you as well, and seize on those opportunities. So there will also be a cryptocurrency component of it, where we will actually be talking about and introducing and show you some of the cryptocurrencies that have been doing really well, and just giving a cursory or a preliminary introduction to the cryptocurrencies for our community, those that listen to us here at Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, and some of the opportunities that will be there. So looking forward to it, and may have look, really, that is something that is going to, that's going to be one of the highlights of the year for me. And there's some big things that we're going to be doing. But I am really eager to meet, met some of you before, but to meet more and more. And I would love for us to have 500 strong. That would be phenomenal. If, you know, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to move it out, because we want to get have as many people there and be able to have the logistical the logistics in place for that. So it's going to be in June the 15th and 16th of 2018. Give everyone more time, and come to Dallas. And so we're going to give you pricing and everything else. We just got to secure this with some other things, and then I will let you all know what the pricing is going to be. So just hold some things, cash on the side for you to come. And I think there's going to be some great gifts that are going to be given away. May be surprised at some of the gifts, great, great gifts that we're going to be giving away. Looking forward to that. So that's going to be in June. Any questions, any thought about it for you all that listen to Tando Radio, definitely chime in at any time. So let me jump into what's in the news so we can get Brother Davis in on Wise Wednesday. I'm not going to do yesterday. We posted some really good stuff today as well. But I want to give Brother Davis a full chance to do Wise Wednesday with you all. But so here we go. First article I posted from CoinDesk. South Korea doesn't intend to ban cryptocurrency trading, says the finance minister. And when the cryptos will start going down and everything else, they said that this is I told here on air, there's no way in the world that they're going to do that. What they're trying to do is positioning themselves to regulate it so that they can benefit from it. As well, it's only going to, this is the direction that the system wants the finances to go, for a very defined reason. And I would just say this, one thing is very, very important for those of you that do invest. You never really, I've learned that investing with emotions or investing with things that you particularly like, they don't do as well. What always seems to do well is that if you know how the economic system, or have a cursory understanding of what the economic system is, and it's rigged, completely rigged. So what the system wants, if you can find what the system wants, that's where you can find a lot of profitability, where it's crazy, crazy, crazy profitability. So that's just one tactic that I use. Would definitely implore you all to grasp that and use it, because it's been beneficial and it'll be beneficial to you as well. It doesn't care who you are. That is just a principle that I've seen that absolutely has worked. Next article, I posted this one from, actually from the website of a company that has a token known as Pillar, pillarproject.io. It was beginning of, well, it wasn't the beginning. It was, wow, almost a year ago. It was early spring that I had a memo out to a lot of people. Hey, this is a cryptocurrency that you want to get into. One of the ones was Pillar. And there was a significant number of you that got into it when it was in the pre-ICO. And then today and in yesterday, it went up to $1.84, almost $2, depending on how much you acquired. That was a huge, huge jump. This is the overall company. Check out what they're going to be doing. And for some of you, I'm going to tell you, this is a disclosure that I do personally hold this. And I will not, and I'm not going to pump and dump it. I'm not going to dump a lot of. I will sell some of my overall profit that from there. But I will be a holder of Pillar for a very, very long time. But I just wanted to give that disclosure because I do hold Pillar. I haven't invested in, I'm a holder of Pillar, and I've benefited greatly from its overall rise, and so wanted just let you all know. And so check out that when we have a cryptocurrency day, we'll be going over some of the ones, and so that you'll know. All right, next article as well is, I got this one from oilprice.com. UK secret Cold War plans for Middle East oil field. Was they planning on nuking it? This was during the 50s because they didn't want the overall resource of oil to get into in the hands of individuals that they couldn't control. Nothing has changed in the world. Whenever the system is losing control, they go to armed confrontation. So check out that. Next article, I got this one from Goats. Where'd they go, Goats? Yep. Forget stocks. Look at the euro bonds. They are the real problem. Check out that article. Very, very important. And real quickly, I want to read this quote for you, and this is going to be a part of Financial Friday. And I think it's a very appropriate quote for where we are now and where we what has actually been a part of our everyday existence since we were brought into this environment. So this was a Rothschild brothers. This was from the Rothschild brothers of London, right into their associates in New York City on June the 25th, 1863. Listen, and we will dissect this as well on Financial Friday. But listen, this is the quote from the Rothschilds. The few who understand the system will either be so interested interested in its profits, or be so dependent upon its favor that there will be no opposition from that class. While on the other hand, the great body of people mentally incapable of comprehending the tremendous advantage that capital derives from the system will bear its burden without complaint, and perhaps without even suspecting that the system is inimical to their interest. This is the quote from the Rothschild brothers of London, writing to associates in New York, June the 25th, 1863. There is no such thing as a conspiracy theory, folks. It is conspiracy agenda. And we're going to dissect this quote, and this is going to be the leading quote. And I want to go through this with you, and you can see why I have always called it the system. Because That's what it was created as. It's a mechanism of destruction, purposeful destruction. And how they, that's the overall objective, is to subjugate and to enslave. But the methods to do that are very, very diverse. And many outside of you all don't even notice it's there. And that's why they're the burden bearers of it. So check out that quote. Next article I got from the Washington Free Beacon. Pentagon: China and Russia soon capable of destroying U.S. satellites in space. Check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Russia Insider. America total war and Russia's... Move this. And Russia's predicament about how to respond. Check out that article. Next one, very, very important. We're going to definitely carry some of this critical. And we talked about this a week and a half ago to 2 weeks ago, and I thought it was one of the most important stories as of far to let us know. This comes from the Last American Vagabond. And it is this: U.S. reveals Hawaii employee who sent false missile alert thought an actual attack was imminent. Told y'all. Knew it was coming. Knew it. This is how they do it all the time. So check out that article, and we're going to go over that. Very, very important. Definitely can see that being the case. And this is what we said just a couple of days after it happened. I knew it was boop. Didn't jive in today's world. Next article from Active Post: Illinois debt crisis. Check that out. Next one from Russia Insider: why we're underestimating America's collapse. Check out that article. Next one, this one comes, I think this is the SAKE. There are no Nazis in the Ukraine. None. So check out that article. It's just a play on words. There actually are, and they're supported by, and they were funded by, and they're backed by the U.S. government. So check out that article. Next article from Lying Like a Fox News: North Korea, days are numbered. Trump's State of the Union just made that clear. Check out that article from Lying Like a Fox News. Next article I got from Russia Insider: Pakistan pivots to purchasing weapons from China and Russia after Trump halts military aid. Check out that article. Next article got from Bloomberg. And a client of mine contacted me, and I didn't know about this website, but contacted me yesterday and told me about it. This is from Bloomberg. 1 million people are waiting in line to join Robinhood cryptocurrency trading. This is a much better way to trade, and the fees are extremely low to where there are zero fees on some things. You need to know that and engage in that and use it to your advantage. Next article, and I would say get into it early, because in cryptocurrency space, when you get in late, you have all kinds of problems, new regulations, new rules, this, that, and everything else. So this is how preparing works. Those that prepare early have no opposition. Those that prepare try to scramble and have a and react to the overall crisis end up having to battle so much adversity, frustration. And this is why I said it's the key to preparing is to comparing when no one else is looking. The key to doing a lot of things is when no one else is looking. Check out that. Next article: North Korea seriously boosts missile program in the past year. Russian envoy to North Korea. Next article from Russia Insider: Maduro announces pre-sale of Venezuelan oil backed by cryptocurrency. Maduro announces pre-sale of Venezuelan oil backed cryptocurrency. So this is where the world is going, and you need to, definitely say, take the first advantage of it. Next article: don't miss the first supermoon for 152 years. Update: in the early hours of January the 31st today, the moon will do something it hasn't done since 1866, a supermoon. So Brother Davis may cover and talk about some of that and the significance of that. So hopefully it doesn't trigger any earthquakes, particularly in Southern California. or anywhere in the world, but I'm saying particularly because of personal reasons. So check out that article. Next article I posted, this one from PBS News. Listen, this is going to have a lot to do with tomorrow's show. Trump says it would be harder to celebrity figurehead Trump says it will be hard to unify the country without a major event. They tell you before they do it. Next article, Rise posted this from Meshable. Samsung is making chips for cryptocurrency mining. Yes, I told you that that was going to be the case. Pretty soon your phones will be mining. Here it is. Here it is. Check out that. Next article, Rise posted this one from Cerebrally Naive Network about the deportation of Salvadorians. So check out that YouTube video. Then I actually posted a video, thought it was kind of from Sputnik News. Check it out. A U.S. Air Force tech sergeant suspended over racist rant. Check out that video. She exemplifies so many people. Next article, this one, Rise posted this one. California is overdue for another massive earthquake, science says. Yes, hopefully that they're not going to trigger that and by way of or use that as a false flag for, war. But I just hope it don't happen. It's just that San Andreas and some of the faults and the Juan de Fuca fault, just huge fault in on the West Coast. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Next one, Rise posted this one from Technology Review. Doctors responsible for gene therapy, greatest setback is sounding a new alarm. And Rise said is the next level of population control. Check out that next article. I didn't get to read this one. I definitely want to read this one. Rise got this one from Fortune, bringing quantum computers to the blockchain. Commentary, this new technology will crack the blockchain like an egg. So I definitely would quantum computing want to definitely take a look at that, and China is way in ahead of that. My man Big Jambone sent some real good articles as well. This one comes from Big Think, and it says hologram technology finally new to some hologram technology finally advanced to Blade Runner levels. And I talked about this before, that they were going to do that, and I used the music festival at in Coachella Fest when Dre and Snoop was on stage, and they brought out a hologram of Pac and talked about that, and I said that was the overall system testing how it would work, and believe me, they're going to use that. Here it is. It's been here for a while. Next article, I posted this one from Sputnik News. U.S. Missile interceptors test fail in Hawaii. So their missile test of trying to shoot down a missile failed. The test that they did recently just failed. And then my man Big Jam sent this one, and it says, your future doctor may not be human. Is this the rise of the AI in medicine? Without a doubt. So check out that article. Those are there. So with that being said, we're going to go hand the show over to Brother Davis. If you'd like to get in on a call on Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, give him a call. Area code 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Hit **, just say excuse me, because I won't be able to see the board. So Brother Davis, if you're ready, my friend, the show is all yours. Your brother Davis a second to unmute himself.
Good evening, good evening. I thank you for the opportunity. Well, brothers and sisters, I missed you guys last weekend, but my wife said that she carried through very well, which is expect of her. But listen, I'm going to tell you, man, there's a lot of things going on every level. And I say every level, mental, physical, and spiritual. It's all, anytime. If things are so disrupted on one, there's a ripple effect on all the others. That's why there's what's called a harmony and balance to everything that is connected. And the sad part about it is that we're not educated about that. That's why I take you step by step and show you different things that are within your operating area. And the reason being is because that's where you got to start if you're going to initiate any change. And we got to step things up. I mean, really, as a people, we got to step things up. I don't know. I didn't listen to all of Trump's speech last night, but a very good friend of mine said to me, he didn't say anything to black people. He said the only thing he really said about black people is that their unemployment is at the lowest point it's ever been in history. Now, you know, Trump's supposed to say, verbatim, how should I say, storyteller, how's that? So, say whether it's true or not, I don't know, but let me say this. He's going to put a lot of America to work. And a lot of Americans, when they go to work, they're going to think that the good times have returned, but this is just a window. But this is a window we could use to our advantage if we make the right choices, which was what my show was going to be about last week, but my wife took over. But I want to go back to that because in reality, our choices of now, due to some of the stuff Trump said last night, are going to be working in favor of the system. Because literally, you can only do inside the system what the system allows, but you can do inside yourself. That's where the building has to take place. Literally, that's where the building has to take place. We're under such psychological disadvantage because they've been running systems on us systematically through all of the media arenas there are. I mean, you just take a look at life as you see it. We're living in the most, should I say, pervasive times, because in reality, anything could happen overnight, and none of us would be shocked. Really think about it. Regardless of what happened tonight, if we woke up tomorrow and there was breaking news, whoever that came over that news, we would not be shocked, because we had been desensitized. And the reason why we had to be desensitized is because they had to be able to break down the mechanism of self-awareness so that we wouldn't act in our best interest. So we've been desensitized about everything. Think about it. How many murders you see on TV in the course of a day? In the course of a week? How many acts of, should I say, malice do you see? I mean, it's sad, but we live in a time in which we become more victimized by the programming process than we are aware of our personal personification. What do we personify? You know, when a system takes an attribute of the nature of a people and tells you you can't, that's being done systematically. And for you sisters, you know what I'm talking about when they talk about, oh, you can't come to work with your hair this way, or your hair, that's your culture. Nobody else have they ever done that. Did you hear the awards the other night when a Latino brother got up here? I can't even think of which ones, but he said Latinos built this country and there was no conflict. There was no one who at any time during the rest of that show who got up here and said, you know what, I can understand the Latino contribution, but they did not do the work the African Americans have done to make this country what it is. But you know what? Brother, they're too busy identifying the role that they want. And believe me, until we reevaluate and value ourselves, this is going to be the norm.
Brother Davis, you there?
Yes, Brother Speak.
What the person said was dreamers built America. Comparing it to what they call, they say Latinos, they said dreamers. And so, but I'm with you on the media programming, and they are programming. They're programming these dreamers to idolize people like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington.
Absolutely.
Those the quote unquote dreamers they talking about, some racist violators of human rights. I mean, just, you know, I don't have to give black people a history on those individuals on this network, but I just wanted to, mm-hmm. you know, just give you that quick correction.
Well, I appreciate that. But most of the dreamers that they're talking about are basically of Spanish descent. And the sad part about it is that they are descendants of us. See, we fail to realize that the system is trying to make us insignificant. In every angle and every way, they're trying to eliminate the reality of truth by creating the stories they want people to attain. And they're starting to put this in such a blatant way that we fail to realize that their first group of attack, the first group that they're attacking with this is the children. Why? Because we have already turned our children over to them. Through a system that they have designed. So we have to be pro-choice here. What do I mean by pro-choice? Well, the world was built, or should I say the world was created with a pro-life philosophy. That means that every living thing begot its own. There was no aspect of destruction. There was an aspect of cycles. But these people nowadays are trying to literally destroy a people on purpose. And here's the catch. Those special interest groups, they see this here to their advantage. We have to bring value to our communities, so we can't do it doing nothing. We have to make choices that are going to be very uncomfortable, and we're going to have to bring our resources into systems that are going to serve the purpose of all of us, even if we have to seriously consider separation. Now, I know that bothers some people, but they do that already. They separate their children from yours. Why? Because they had the financial system in place so that they could do so.
Can I throw something on the table, Brother Davis?
Yes, you can.
So I don't remember the exact tweet that Black Talk Radio sent out. You might well say I, because nobody else has access to Black Talk Radio's Twitter account. So I was tweeting about something, and then this brother hit me off with a map of about four or five southeastern states, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, possibly another state, and it had graphics and stuff, and they were talking about a reverse migration. And I see, as an abolitionist in a nation that's still practicing slavery, that makes sense for us to move to these places and take them over politically, take over the education institutions by our numbers. This isn't like going in there with guns or anything. No, it's just a reverse migration to where we are the majorities in these nations and be a nation within a nation that's governing, have some kind of semi-autonomy. You know, in that regard, as much as you can be self-determining within a system until you can, you know, I'm not even going to go there on revolution because most people's mind ain't there yet, but, you know, mm-hmm. it makes sense to me. And so I asked them to come on the Black Talk Radio News, and I, you know, they didn't hit me back or respond, but it's a great idea, and I support that.
But, you know, I see that, Scotty. I see a lot of people that are migrating to the warmer climates. And I see a lot of those people that are migrating to the warmer climates do look like us. And here's the catch 22. I'm one of them. I know. Look, this is going to have to take place. If we are going to be able to sustain a quality of life for our children, this is going to have to take place. And the reason why I'm putting out there like that is because I'm going to tell you something. When Trump starts putting these people to work, they're going to turn into cheerleaders. And I don't mind them turning to cheerleaders because I have no control over someone else's life. But if there's going to be some benefit that comes out of this here financially, then we ought to seriously consider how we could parlay that financial benefit into areas in which we can control, set up education cell systems that meet the state standard, but also go into a greater detail teaching them about their heritage and their people and their aspect of culture, not being victimized by the so-called personified person that goes to a job every day, who's lost themselves and turned into the environment in which they work in. A lot of us know these people, literally, and some of them think that they are them. They've been in it, and they make that transition so easily that they think, okay, well, they fit in. They respect me. They don't respect you. That they're my friends, only at work, and at that. But I'm the reason why I'm putting this out here is because it comes down to our choices now. There's going to be a lot of money. Here's KISS-22, in case you all didn't know. This infrastructure plan that Trump's implementing now, this was Obama's concept. But you know why they couldn't implement it then? Because literally, Republicans took it off the table, and they had the seats. See, the system does not work. It's the people who literally are leveraging the system. And at that particular time, the Democrats could not. And they didn't want, you think seriously, they want President Obama to have in his legacy that he restructured the whole infrastructure of America? Come on. Geez, they don't even want the Obamacare. That's why they dismantled that, or dismantling it piece by piece. We got to wake up. We got to be able to get ourselves in situations of community control where the stores are owned by us, the gas station is owned by us, the plumbers, the electricians, the builders, they're all us taking care of ourselves. And then at that point, you know how we're going to get the attention? Because then they're going to be willing to see that they want some of that tax base. And they'll be open for negotiation. Now, a lot of them are talking about a race war, but I'm going to tell you, a race war don't serve nobody. If we go to war, all they're going to do is kill. The South did it with the North. And they're still in it. You go to some places in the South, they say, they hear me talk. Or use a Yankee. This ain't no joke. This is serious. I mean, I've heard that. And you know what? It don't bother me. You know why it don't bother me? Because I don't identify with it. Some people do. But I don't identify with it. That's why it comes down to choices. What do you identify with? What can you see yourself being a part of that's going to be a part of restructuring us as a people in a situation in which we have control enough to be able to bring value? Because I'm going to tell you something. That's our biggest problem. They don't see us as value to the system no more, because guess what? They're moving out of the labor era into the technical era. And here's the catch. A lot of the advances in advancements in the technical era were originally the ideas of black people who started them. When you do your due diligence, cell phone, do your due diligence. Computer, do your due diligence. I'm going to tell you something. We have to get ourselves in a position where we can literally sit down and talk to our families about a family plan. Talk to our communities about a community plan. And give vital interest to the needs of our children on every level. They talk about this flu season epidemic is crazy. But you know what? Most of the people that they interviewed, here's what they're not telling you. And I got to steer off of natural news. Most of the people that they're interviewed with the flu got the flu shot. Yeah. But what it does is that it literally beats up on their immune system. So their immune system's weak, and that's how they end up getting the flu after they got the flu shot, so they wouldn't get flu. Then when they tell you that, they'll say, well, you know, this is what gets me. Well, no, you took the flu shot for the H1N2. This is the H1N3. They don't tell you that. You know why? Because literally it don't mean nothing. These flu shots are a vaccination pre-designed system so that they can put stuff in your body that you have no control over. And most of that stuff isn't any good for you anyway. If you look at the doctors who evaluate, go online. They're putting it out there. Dr. Joe Wallach talks about it all the time. There's another doctor out of Pittsburgh. He talks about it. He has a show on. I can't think of his name offhand. But he talks about it all the time. You know why? Because they're beginning to really see how the evil in America has moved into the political structure. It's always been here. Make no mistake. It's always been here. And the perfect example of that was the Federal Reserve System. There's no tax laws, but you pay taxes. So that's a legal way they use to manipulate, or I can't even say manipulate, to deceive you and steal your money. And then they send it to foreign countries. Did you hear about the package that they're going to send over to Palestine? Here's catch 22. Palestine really owns all of that land. Israel has no business being there. Those are not Jews of the Torah also. Let me point that out, because everybody says, well, the Bible says, no, no, no. The Bible says Jews of the Torah. These are Zionist Jews. That whole, it was put together by the Rothschilds family in order to save the Austrian Jews that were in Germany. Do your due diligence. There's always money behind anything that goes on behind here. You know why? Because we've allowed them to dictate the value of money to us. And we decided, well, guess what? If that's the game, let's go after it. But we failed to realize the cost that we're going to pay for that. And we are paying a serious cost. So, Trump tells you last night, oh, he's going to bring jobs back. But you know what he didn't say? What is the percentage? What do I mean by that? What is the percentage of these so-called contractors that are going to be hiring black people? Because I'm going to tell you now, you can go to jobs now, construction with signs up saying we need help, that they don't hire black people. You look, there's a lot of Latinos on the job. You got to wake up, people. It's our choices. Everything is being inundated now. Everything. Your food, your water, your jobs. There is no security other than family. And all your organizations that are out here, they serve their own purpose, and that purpose may be a part of something greater than you understand. People are waking up every day saying, you know what, I was a part of this and I didn't know that. Well, the reason why you didn't was because all you did was follow suit. You didn't do your own due diligence. There is no time in history in which black people have been looked upon in such a minuscule way. You know why? Because when we first got here, we were laborers. We built this place. Now that the model, the work is done, they think that they don't need us no more. Or they act that way, even if they don't think that way. Another thing, we fail to realize that our time, we have a time window here. If we don't operate within this time window, our children are going to be victimized by artificial intelligence, which they have no control over, which they have no idea what it's doing to them, but yet it's amusing to the degree that they're willing to partake in it. And for those of you who don't quite grasp what I'm saying, you look at your friends who are gamers. I know guys, grown adults, 4, 5, 6 hours with a video game. I mean, think about that. 6 hours with a video game and nothing to show for it but a score, I guess. I don't know. Gotta wake up, y'all. Because in the meantime, everybody that I know, but that's what's in earshot, know somebody who's being victimized by the time and space that they're in right now. If you don't believe, get in your car and go for a ride. Do you realize the homeless now is an overwhelming proportion because of what's going on in California? Do you think they're staying out there? Wake up, y'all. So when they start this building, if they have a prerequisite in the application that you must have a permanent location, yeah, that's going to eliminate a lot of people. Wake up, y'all. If they implement that state ID, and I know y'all have heard about it, or the federal ID, and if you haven't heard about it, you should do your due diligence on it. How's that going to affect you? We have work to do. And it's not no one person's job. And we don't have no right to wait till somebody else starts something. We got to start right where we are in our homes with our children. Because guess what? That is where we have the most effect. We need to throw them TVs out the window. I know some of y'all are probably saying, well, that's a little drastic. No, it's not. Because every one of these shows on TV nowadays are only making you more docile, more moldable, more malleable. And I'm going to tell you, it's sad. It's sad. They got the NFL coming up, the Super Bowl coming up. And they got all this hype on TV about the Super Bowl. Well, I did a little due diligence. Do you know that Eagle gear is going through the roof? I mean, you see it so... That one time it was sold in sports stores and department stores. Now it's sitting on the street corner. Think about that for a minute. Rome used to have the arena so that they could take the citizens' attention off what the government was doing by letting them watch gladiators kill themselves and rewarding the ones that were worthy of winning. What did that mean? That meant that they lived through that battle that day. Wake up, y'all. We're in the same grand arena. Anytime people are going to sit back and they throw all of their time and their resources into something that gives no return, and we have children that can't read, well, we have grown adults that can't read. We got a lot of work to do, y'all. And nobody's going to come in here and save us. Let me repeat that. We are going to have to save ourselves. Nobody is going to come in here and save us. So we have to take that responsibility. We must make the choice now that everything that happens in our lives are going to be to achieve the goal of giving our children the highest and the greatest quality of cultural education as possible, because guess what? That's who's going to hand it down to the next generation. So if they have no idea, if they don't know simple things, and I mean, the reason why I say simple things is because there's a platitude of information out there. Some people, they're into African ancestry. Some people are into the rituals. Some people are into the ancient Egyptian aspects. Some people are into the pre-Egyptian aspects. But all of these are reflective of us. You realize China, literally in the last 6 months, has told the world that even we stem from Africa. When they did the so-called DNA genome tests, and they had their most intellectually scientific scientists on this in the area of what is it, genome, brothers and sisters, they had to say that the gene that they thought was going to make them pure Chinese, stem from Africa. And they still don't want to talk about the Mongolians, which are black Chinese. Sad. We live in the most informational time of the world, but we have people who don't read. Do you realize you could watch TV 10 hours a day and never get out of that TV what you can get out of one book? Think about that. Because guess what? That TV only feeds you images and words. Words with no weight. What do I mean about words with no weight? You know how you make you say to somebody, you know what, I'll meet you at such and such a time. Well, that, you just gave weight to your words. Because you're going to, and when you're there, you bring clarity to what you meant. When you watch that TV, some people look at each other and read scripts. That ain't good. So many people are caught up in these shows that they fail to realize this is not life. We got to get back to the living of our lives. We got to get back to the day when the community came together and the various occupations and everybody in the community knew who did what and how they could literally do a barter with them or whatever in order to get that service and get render a service. But you know what? We have been so addicted to this dollar, we have literally lost focus on who we are. And you know, a person said to me one day, well, we can't live without money. But what happened? How'd you live before there was money? You can live without money. It's just that you can't live by yourself without money if that's where your mind is at. But if you live by yourself and you taught yourself to meet the trades and the tools that you needed, you can live by yourself. I lived out in the woods all by myself in a tent with packing gear. Fished every day, trapped, birdwatched a lot, read, walked. You can live. There's fruit and vegetables all over if you know how to identify. This is a plethora of vegetation that we literally can survive on. But you know what? You've been so commercialized to eat meat that literally people eat meat at every meal. And here's what they don't tell you. That meat, that's what's clogging up your arteries. That meat, them enzymes, those are the things that make you age. We are choosing our own destruction based on their deception. You've seen the Facebook, been all over Facebook, where I got a cheeseburger Happy Meal right here. 6 years old. Looked like he just bought it. 6 years old. I mean, look at the dynamic here. It didn't even mold. So what do you think that stuff is doing inside your body? Choices. We have to make better choices. Our children go to a school system right now we have no control over, and guess what? They're teaching them about anal and oral sex. And I don't hear nothing. No uprise about it at all. I asked my daughter, I said, was this going on in your school? She looked at me and said, well, Daddy, they don't talk about it at a parent-teacher's meeting if it is. Did you ask? Well, you know, those sort of things, listen, you cannot be soft-spoken about something that you are against. Because when you're soft-spoken or you have no voice at all, they do it anyway. So, well, what do you expect me to do? Take the kids out of school? If that's what it takes. Very clearly. Because I'm going to tell you something. We have to plan for that day. And what are we going to do when it comes? Because we have been failed in every attribute of this so-called civilization. And when they start hiring for this infrastructure, you watch. You watch how many people you'll see on the road. Now, I'm going to tell you one thing I like about the South. Whenever I travel the country, so whenever I see construction going on the highways, I always look. There's always more black people working on highways in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. Once you start hitting Tennessee, changes. Arkansas, changes. I mean, you even see them in Alabama and Mississippi. But when you hit certain areas, Texas, that changes. Because they literally have changed the face of the employment system in America. Why? Because they don't want you to have any resources. Wake up, y'all. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones. We're getting ready to go to break, but I do want you to understand something. A monologue is better than a dialogue. Pick up your phones. Call me. Let me know. Look, Brother Davis, I'm calling. I'm going to get in touch with Black Talk Radio and make a contribution. A choice in the right direction. This is Brother Davis. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Welcome back. That was a powerful commercial, Scotty. I mean, I could hear the way things are transforming. And I'm going to tell you something. That's a part of the process. We have to participate, y'all. We have to get out of the poverty mindset. And the reason why we're in a poverty mindset is because we're not doing what we need to be doing in our own best interest. Even although we see what's happening to our children, to our environments, to our health, to our educational system, we are not doing anything as a group. Now, I'm saying, individuals, if you are doing something individually in your house, that's perfect. Because it's a start. But we need to come out of our houses now. And the reason why we need to come out of our houses is because we're going to need to eat. We're going to have to learn and teach our children how to farm so that they can grow their own in their own little pot. Because that way they can sustain themselves. And we have to understand the most important attribute is teaching them how to read, because that way they can go in any area, and if they want to know something, all they got to do is read it. You hear all of this stuff going on about, oh, well, this GED program and that GED program, that only assures them of who and who cannot, who can and who cannot. That's it. Literally, who can and who cannot. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody's job or burden is greater than anyone else, because we're all in the same boat. I was talking to a white guy. He's talking about, well, you know, this GMOs that they're putting in the cereal and stuff, this, I believe that's what made my mother sick. And I'm saying, how old is your mother? Well, she's 84 or 85 years old, but she was in good health until she started eating these breakfast foods so early in the morning. And all of a sudden, over a period of time, I said, well, are you sure it's breakfast food? He said, yes, because now, and he talked about his due diligence. See, this is not a single person's problem. But you know what? The system isn't doing anything about these problems. We have to do something. And we have to start where we are. You know why? Because if we do nothing, nothing gets done. That poor self-image, the psychology of self, is really what bothers me most, because I see it rendered every day on this tube when I tend to talk or interact with children. Children, when I say children, I mean 17 to 25. A lot of them just are not equipped And the reason why they're not equipped is because they were brought up in a time in which there was no dinner table time. What does dinner table time mean? Dinner table is whenever the whole family sat down at the dinner table one time. And if you wasn't there, you better have been to something that saved your food. You might have been to sports. You might have been at work. But don't just say, well, look, I'm hanging out. No. You come in, you come in the house after that, after dinner, and you could have been there on time. Oh, no, you just wait tomorrow morning. But see, these, although they were simple rules, these kept solidity in the family. We have been so inundated with government policy that has literally stripped our families that we failed to realize that everybody has to be responsible. Every man might have to be the father of 3 or 4 100 children today in his own. Every woman must be, may have to be a mother to 300 or 400 children today in her own. But in reality, if these children could see a good example, then they have a healthy chance. But if all their example is going to be going to that school every day, looking at some white woman who's telling them, well, yes, it is good to have relationships, male to male and female to female, because there is a title for that. We can't survive like that. We have to survive. Understand how I'm saying this, because I'm going to tell you, the system has been very, very destructive. And the reason why it's been destructive, because it's an evil system. People don't want to be that blatant, but that's what it is. It's an evil system, and it's self-destructing, and it's destroying everything in that process. The sad part about it is that people are sitting at home watching TV like, oh, well, nobody's doing it to me. That's what it amounts to. You know why? Because they want their world to remain the same. It is not. The world is not what it used to be. And it's not going to be what it used to be. But if you keep pleasurizing yourself off these idol images and music that literally is a debauchery of sound, and don't listen to the words. The words have no weight. Words that have weight were, even back in my day, were love songs. They weren't calling women out their name. They wasn't telling them to do sex acts in a song. We have to regroup, y'all. And when I say we had to regroup, we had to openly discuss this. You got a radio channel that's playing that crap in your neighborhood and you don't want it there? Go to them and tell them, listen, if you don't change your format, we're definitely going to protest. And our protest is going to be, we're going to go to the people who sponsor you, and we're going to tell them, look, if you allow them, if you put in your resources there, we're not giving you our resources. And yeah, see, a lot of people think, oh, that ain't, yes, it does make a difference. Because you know what? You're stroking as a group, and you're not doing it individually. And believe me, if the local stores that are supporting them places don't see you coming in there, they ain't going to be supporting them places. It's just a reality. The system literally has been beating on us, beating on us in every manner. So when are we going to stop and say, enough? I don't want my children dancing to this stuff. Literally. And see, here's the sad part. They're not telling you that there are more and more young children disappearing. They're not telling you that they're being sold into slave sex rings and everything. They're not telling you they're being put at videotapes as children, small as 6 months old, having sex acts with grown adults. They're not telling you that this is at an all-time high in America. This type of material, people are buying off the internet just so that they can indulge themselves. So what do you think they're going to do? You have to understand your mind is what directs your energy. If this is where your mind, that's where your energy is going. Our brains are so unique that we can change our thought process. All I'm asking, and all we need
to do is make that adjustment and move that dial from the comfort zone to the best interest zone. And you start doing things in your best interest. Get out of that comfort zone. Because that comfort zone, you know, it keeps you away from PTA meetings. It keeps you away from participating in local politics. It keeps you away from the truth that's participating in your community. The sad part about it is so many people, they don't want that. When they come home from work, they want to close the door and not be disturbed. But you know the sad part about it? If they got children, they will be disturbed. They will be disturbed. We got to do things that are basic. You know, that's starting a school program that's really kicked up. We need to kick it up a couple notches, too. Circle your community, 4, 6, 8 block area. See if y'all can't start a charter school that serves your interests. Ask them what the state's criteria is, and if the state's criteria is just reading, writing, and arithmetic, we can teach that, have the bad state test, but we also want to give them some other information. What is that? That's cultural information, something that tells them about who they are. You know why they don't want that? Because they don't want these children to know the truth about their heritage. That's why you don't see them teaching that in school. But they're not going to teach it. They'll give you the old Martin Luther King stuff. Yeah, because guess what? That's a holiday that they didn't want to give up. They want to give anyway, let me tell you. Certain states still, to this day, tell you, they don't celebrate it. So you really got nothing. They tell you got February, or what is it, Black History Month? Well, what happens there that's different than any other month? You talk about the same things you talked about last year? Some groups have literally gotten Australia straight up cultural, but at least that's a plus. Because now they're doing things that's going to reflect upon not just the norms. White people have norms, and like Martin Luther King, that's a norm. It's this time of year that we expect to do Martin Luther King. But we're really getting tired of that here, Malcolm. That, what's his name? You know who I'm talking about. Nation of Islam, man, they don't want to hear nothing out of that, brother. That's why they do so much to vilify black people that have the ability to talk to large numbers of black people. The Minister Farrakhan happens to be one. I don't agree with everything he says, but I can tell you one thing. There's some good things going on over there. And sometimes you ain't got to get involved. Just stick to ideas. And work that idea on the level you are. But let me tell you something. This ain't going to be a party in this next 6 years. Because I'm going to tell you, if Trump puts people to work, they're going to reelect him in office for another 4 years. And the infrastructure needs built. Now, I'm going to say I'm not crazy about this wall thing, but the infrastructure needs built. And it's going to put a lot of people to work. And a lot of them people are going to work, they're going to vote for Trump. So if that's the case, and while the working's here and the money's here and the prosperity's here, let's focus on valuing us. We don't have to worry about what they're doing. You know why? Because when we create the value in us, we don't need them. Oh, we could work within the system, but if we create the value in us, we can literally support our own political system. Put the people there to represent our interests. And then build on that. But right now, my brothers and sisters, this is January 31st, and what Trump told you last night, in a very few words, was the opportunities are going to be out there. And he says, everybody's going to get them. And everybody's going to get them. That's the first time anybody ever heard him say, we need to unite. That's the first time he ever said that. It's crazy because it was all a show. He's a showman. So we got to start literally taking this opportunity serious. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm really planning for me and my family and our new community to have a close cohesiveness enough so that we could designate a charter school and we could start bringing them children into that charter school and working out a way for us to be able to sustain it. Because guess what? The state ain't going to want to put no money in that school. They are not going to want to. And they're going to want us to meet their standards. But that's okay. Because when you look at the number of people in just in your family who have educational backgrounds, who can literally put together a curriculum to meet the state standards, everybody has a school teacher that's a cousin, a sister, somebody. But we have to make the decisions and do it. And we have to move back to the universal laws, because that's where the imbalance comes from. We have moved so far away from the aspects of us taking care of ourselves in such a natural way, by eating in such a natural way, that our body knows what's going in and knows how to generate the process so that we don't have to worry about things like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease. You see what I'm saying? All of these things are what is killing us now in the black community, and it comes from choices. We can do better. We can do a whole lot better. And I'm so proud of people who say, oh, I got to have my pork chops. Listen, I didn't say that you can't eat what you want to eat, but I know one thing. If you know what you're eating is going to kill you, when you're on your deathbed, don't be crying out, because you put yourself there. We kill ourselves through our habits. The sad part about it is nobody wants to be responsible. But they do want you to all gather around when they, oh, so-and-so ain't doing so good. But they were eating meat because they were every day. I'm not saying don't eat meat, but I'm saying it's not a food that you should consume every day at every meal. That is one of the problems. And then when it comes to processed food, perfect example. You get a cup of coffee. You got things in the coffee that neutralize it so it doesn't, to mean drugs, chemicals. Then you got chemicals in the milk or whatever your creamer uses, a dairy or non-dairy. Then you got sugars in there. Then you have things in there to make it, give it texture and that sort of thing and taste, okay? So, and then those people who add sugar, number now there's already sugar in the creamer, but now they're adding sugar, so they're getting more sugar. This is just a cup of coffee. I'm going to tell you something, man. I started eliminating things. The reason being is because literally if I don't need it, don't serve a purpose in my life, I got to live as long as I can in order to be able to ensure that I can do what I can for my grandchildren or, if possible, my great-grandchildren. Because I'm going to tell you, in our family right now, there's five generations alive at this time and place. I mean, that's a powerful statement. There are five generations alive at this time and place in our family. I want to be able to sustain that, but only on a different level. And the reason why is because I want to teach them about food farming. I want to teach them about math, science, and engineering. I want to teach them about their history. I want to teach them about their culture. I want to teach them that they are not who these food tubes say they are. I want to tell them the truth about that divine self-image and why they are not human beings, but they're divine beings. And the reason being is because they have the ability to rationally think and improve their lives. Now, here's the catch-22. We are animals like other animals. Other animals have sexual organs, they have hearts, they have blood vessels, they eat through their mouth, they have ears, they have eyes, they have nose. We have almost the same exact things. They may not be in the same places because of our design, but they cannot elevate under their circumstance. That's what makes us so unique. And we have to teach these things to our children so our children will understand that. If not, they will think that what history has shown them and why history has shown them that they have no value. It's sad because even the services the government offers is teaching them they have no value. I talk about them being kings and queens. I go out and get them books and magazines, and I read to them, and I show them pictures, and their eyes get all big. You know why? They ain't getting this in school. I sit down, I tell them what a kente cloth was, why it's called a kente cloth, where it's and how it represents a different aspect or part of Africa, where it's been made at. And they're like, well, are we a part of that? Well, I don't know that to say exactly, but I know it enough to not deny it. We're at a great place in time, but we got to take our place and do what needs to be done, because no one is going to do us for. Listen, and don't take this personal, but ain't no Savior coming to save us. If we're going to have a relationship with God, He's going to expect us to do something. And if we ain't going to do anything, why should He? That's crazy. I think about this all the time. You know what? If I didn't love my people, it wouldn't hurt me so much. And the reason why it hurts me is because I'm doing what I can, and I'm saying, you know, if you just put a little bit more time in yourself, and you begin to want a little more for yourself, I can step back to see the plant; it'll sprout itself. And before you know it, you'll be doing the same thing, or something greater. But the whole thing is, we have to take a active part. We can't be sitting back thinking it's going to change on its own. It's not. Trump just told you last night, they're thinking 20 years down the line. 20 years down the line. We should be thinking 20 years down the line. Boy, I know that's a bomb. What are you going to be doing in 20 years? I know what I'd like to see in 20 years. I'd like to be a part of a community that not only walks in dignity, but contributes on such a high level that literally they come to us and say, this is what we were thinking. We need, or I would like your opinion. You ain't getting none of that today. And then the people who are trying to make changes, everybody wants to be critical about. Listen, I don't agree with everybody's lifestyle, what everybody's doing, and it's none of my business. But if you come to the table to do work that's going to benefit my children, your children, my neighbor's children, I want to be a part of that. If we have a collaboration, North Carolina and South Carolina, where we bring our educators together, put together a criteria, an educational criteria, and then utilize our resources in the local communities to put up educational facilities so that we can teach our children what they need to know about themselves so that their self-value goes up, then believe me, their academic, their spiritual, their psychological, all of that value is going up. We have to literally be the initiators of this, because this next generation coming along, they don't know what we know. See, a lot of them don't know the intrinsics of slavery, the intrinsics of what have they, our people have gone through. And they, listen, don't take my word for it. I'm going to tell you what I did one time. I put my TV outside. I put a big screen TV outside, and I put Roots, and I was sitting back on the porch. I lived in Harrisburg then. I was sitting back on the porch watching Roots, and I looked up, there was two kids. I looked up again, two more. Mr. Davis, come on. Mr. Davis, come on. Do you realize I have 40 kids around my house looking at Roots because they never seen it before? They didn't know. Some of them were crying. So I know that they've been seriously neglected by a generation of people who thought that they were working the system to their advantage, and now we realize, guess what? All we did was personify what they wanted us to do, what it wanted us to be. And guess what? In the same time we were personifying what they wanted us to be, they were locking our brothers and sisters up for literally nothing. And the ones that weren't locking up and they were sending to schools, guess what? The biggest debt in America is education. So if they went to college and got a degree, yeah, they came out smiling with the degree under their arm, but about maybe $100,000 of a debt on their back. And that hasn't changed, by the way. And they tried to fit into a system literally defeating them, but they got the little hookups, see. This is what consistent. They give them the little hookups. They give them the fraternities and the sororities and that sort of thing. But when you do your due diligence on that, you realize there's a reason why they got them hookups. So they think there's a certain degree of success because they have achieved it. I'm not taking that away from them, but I know people personally who don't have a high school degree that are millionaires. So education is not the determining factor in the system for black people. There are a lot of ways to do things. You just got to find the one that works and work it. And that's what we got to do. We got to put the plan. We got to come up with a plan, put the plan in operation, and work the plan, and not deviate. Because when people deviate, they fail to realize that they get a little off course. Somebody else comes in and deviates with you a little more. Now, we don't need to be off course. We need to have a timeline, right? That's straight up. We need to have a timeline in which these communities can come together at least every quarter, twice every quarter. Well, this is what we're doing. Make a contribution into the sum so that contribution can grow when the time is ready. Oh, there's a building over there it's an old schoolhouse. Boom, but jump on it. That's what, listen, there's old schoolhouses in every city. And if don't nobody come for the resources to buy them, they're going to tear them down. And before you know it, guess what? They'll probably be what they call affordable housing. It's going to turn into Cabrini Green. For those of you who know what Cabrini Green represented in Chicago for years, it was a low-income housing complex that went, 25, 30 stories into the sky? It's our responsibility. We don't want to live like that no more. If we sit back and wait for them to designate how we live, we will never have a modicum of a quality of self-preservation, because that they know how to warehouse. That ain't their problem. The problem is they don't want to warehouse. They want to kill. You know why? Because I can't even think of his. I see his face. I can't think of his name. But he said at one time, it was easier to control the message to a million people. But now, it's easier to kill a million people. You think about that. I mean, just the mentality of someone that's going to utilize death as a solution. That's why I tell you there's no compassion. Y'all gotta wake up. I gotta wake up. I'm working on me every day. Don't think this is something I just talk about. No. Every day I'm working on me. I get up, I meditate, I study. I go out and do what I have to do to make money. I come home, I spend some time with my wife, and then I'm out again because there's something in the community that needs to be done. And if they see me in it, they know I'm a part of it. But if they don't see you in it, the question's going to be, who's you? And the sad part about it is that the community don't know you, not participate. And there's a lot of things that we can do, y'all. A lot of things we can do. We have a program up here where a guy fresh out of prison is helping people do housing renovations. Yeah, I'm doing winterizing and that sort of thing now. But as more and more people get out of prison, they put more and more ends together. There's going to be a whole lot more to be done. But that's an idea that's working. There's another group out in California where they're taking people fresh out of prison and they teach them how to farm, how to grow crops so they can feed their family. That's another project. There are things that are being done, and although they may not seem to be much, they're functional things that make other people function. We need to go ahead and take control of our children, their health. Because I'm going to tell you something. You know that body's designed to at least reach 100 years old. If you don't induce bad habits to it, if you don't constantly inundate it with negative food, it literally will last you 100 years. And then people talk about, well, she died of cancer. Well, you know what? Cancer's induced. That's right. It's induced because guess what? You're eating all of the wrong stuff. And now the stuff they're putting in you nowadays, the job may be to cause cancer in you. We got to wake up, y'all. because we all we got. This is Brother Davis coming at you on a wise one. We're ready to go to break, coming into the last segment. For those of you who are sitting back thinking, okay, well, you know, the brother makes sense, but what are we going to do? Call me. For those of you who are sitting by the phone thinking, I got something to say, call me. Because the monologue is better than the monologue. We'll be right back to Wise Wednesdays on Black Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, my brothers and sisters. Because I'm going to tell you something. We got to have these type of meetings. We need to come by, sit down, and we need to strategize on what we're going to do and how we're going to try to implement it. And the reason being is because sometimes we're going to come with resources in order to get that off the ground. And listen, we can't be beyond the aspect of putting our resources together, because if we don't, all you got is a few dollars by yourself. But you put 30, 40, 50 of your neighbors you got, you may have several thousand. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to require more of us than just to be there physically. It's going to require mental participation. It's going to require us be the examples for the children that are watching us. Because as these children begin to benefit, you know what they're saying? My mom was there. My dad was there. I see Mr. So-and-so there. You know, I don't want you to think that the work is astronomical. I want you to think that the work can be done if we get started. I'm sad when I see that they took music and arts out of school. So my granddaughter said to me, she said, Papa, I wanted to play the piano. And I went on. I found a used piano. And she got down that bad boy. Her eyes lit up when she seen it. But you know what? The girl's only 8 years old. So her friend was talking about, well, could she take piano lessons? I said, well, I got the book over there. And the DVD's over here. My son comes in and out. He plays. I said, yeah. Called my son up. I said, well, get out there every now and then, sit down with her, have a couple of lessons with her, tell her how to practice every day, boom, 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 every day. She'll call me up, Pop, Pop, listen, Pop, Pop, listen. We can stimulate them to be better than us. We can give them the tools that we literally were reluctant to use, although we had them. If there was never a civil rights movement, we would have been better off. But you know the sad part about it? That was a con, too. And the reason why I said it was a con, because it benefited white women more than it did black people. And every other minority got what they, you know why? Because the very people who controlled those resources gave them selectively to who they wanted them to have them. So we find ourselves 50, 60 years later in the same place, same arguments. Think about that. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm not making the argument no more about what they should let us do. The argument I'm making is, let's do this. Let's do this here. Whatever the state's criteria is, we'll go out and get an educator to help us achieve it. But let's do this. And no. It's okay. We don't need your help. If we got 25, 30 kids in the classroom, and they're looking up here and they're seeing a black man look at them and saying, okay, let's get their business. Let's get down the business. You'd be surprised. If they see a black woman up here, say, all right, let's get down to business. They look up and they see the parents coming through the door. So let's get down to business. These are our jobs. Not going out here making money in a system that literally is telling you all we want you to do is get the money and pay it back to us. But you start getting that money and you go into your own community. You start putting that money in your own community and you start building in your own community. That's creating value in your own community. And all of a sudden, when your kids are coming to graduation time, the college scouts are in your community. And you know what you saying to them, well, are you a HBCU? Because we really want our children to go to get a well-rounded education. Don't send them to a place that has a big name that's going to make a lot of money off of them and not give them a dime. And that's just what the Super Bowl. Hey, Miss David. I mean, yes, Carla. Please speak. Get into the show.
Hey, this is the other side of the Team Davis.
Yes, please. Add, Miss Davis.
Yes, and we want to add, because I had granddaughter number one, our first granddaughter, with me. And it's a little bit based on the topic that you're talking about, because she mentioned something to me about the PSAT that her grade here in Pennsylvania to be taking in the spring. And I also talked to her mother, our daughter, about it, and they're opting out. They have now a new collection that says you can opt out. So when I asked our granddaughter why she wanted to opt out, this is her response, right here in the top of her.
Excellent. Hello, darling. Can you add your opinion to my show?
Yes, I can.
About the
Penn State. Okay. So, Mom hand justice out the Penn State because she said it's basically, like, discriminating the kids on based on, like, how they grew up and how they speak. Like, if they're not from here or if they normally speak slang, it's basically coming at, like, their religion and culture because they don't have questions about grammar or something, and if you pick the, like, if you pick the one that you grow up saying, they'll be like, oh no, that's wrong, you can't pick that one, and then they'll put you in a lower class thinking that you're not on the right level just because you're saying it's a way to grow up. So it's basically going through, like, they're basically discriminating people based on, like, their area and how they grew up talking and their culture.
Very good point. Very good point. Now, what's your opinion about that?
My opinion, I'm like, I'm going with my mom because it sounds like the way she explained it to me made perfect sense. Like, it does basically discriminate everybody's culture and stuff, and it does just make kids stressed about it. For no reason, so like,
excellent. I tell you, I'm impressed. I'm impressed. You know, you're taking an active part in thinking through to come up with a position that you are articulating to others, and I'm really impressed, my darling. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, what I'd like to add also about the PSSA is that by the time the grades come out, you know, after they've graded it, it's usually a year, almost 18 months, and sometimes about 2 years till you see them evolve. And by that time, you know, technology has moved forward, or just time and space has moved forward, and those particular children don't even see their results. And when they do, it makes them look like that particular, school district is failing.
Miss Guadera, just a couple months ago when school first started, the principal met up with all the eighth graders each grade during their academic enrichment class and talked about them, about how we need to improve because we were the lowest school in Pennsylvania that can just score by the 42. And we got, like, basically yelled at because of the scores, and they're trying to say that it's not our fault because it's not like you can remember everything from the first day of school. So it's like we're kind of saying it's teacher's fault because they need to teach it deeper. And now everybody's looking at us like we did something wrong, but it's not even the kids that they are should be looking at us.
Excellent, excellent. I tell you, you know, it's always good when you see children waking up to the reality that, you know what, this may not be the best thing for me. I love that. So you guys, I guess you're on your way back home now, or what?
Well, we went out to Albie, which, you know, Albie and pretty much all the states have a totally organic section, which I'm very impressed with. And while we were on that side of town, we decided to go past. And, of course, we got our gluten-free bread because gluten is one of the things that is a binder, which is causing a lot of problems as wheat is founded, well, kind of processed, I guess. And the gluten is the binder. It's like the glue that holds the wheat together. And then that is what is infecting in Texas and causing major havoc, such as allergies, eczema, psoriasis, a lot of bowel problems, such as bloating, discomfort, you know, anything from diarrhea to constipation. And a lot of people are looking at the fiber, thinking that the fiber is doing it, but actually it's the gluten that is doing it. Now, I've had a couple of arguments on Facebook where people, holistics, other people are saying, oh, no, we've been eating wheat, and oh, that's forever, and it's not the wheat. Generally, it is not the wheat, but it is the binder, the gluten, that holds the wheat together. And so we have been gluten-free for quite some time, and I must say that both, you know, you can attest that both of us are feeling a lot better, not that we felt bad, but, you know, you could definitely feel much more energy, you know, especially in the bowel area, the heartburn and things like that has subsided. And gluten is something that people need to really look into because you don't necessarily need it. And years ago, they didn't use it at all. It's something that's been used about the last 20 years. And as you were talking about earlier about things mutating, well, yes, it mutates in the body and in the food and in the other areas of which there's processing. So it's something that needs to really be looked at. Now, gluten-free is a little bit more expensive. I mean, Aldi does have it a lot cheaper, and it's a very good brand. So I bought gluten-free flour tortillas, and I also bought gluten-free bread. And then they happen to have mushrooms on sale for 49 cents, which mushrooms are really great for skin, hair, eyes, and total body. I mean, mushrooms are wonderful. So we bought some of that. But I just wanted to add to your show, and since number one granddaughter was here, our first granddaughter, which is that generational, I know you were talking about the five generations, which is one of them, and I wanted her input since you were talking about culture diversity, and she made up a very good point earlier talking about the PSSA. So,
yes, you did, and I really appreciate the fact that you're taking the time to not only take this outing and change it into an educational experience, but also to come into the show and share it with our audience. Because one of the things I pointed out to them earlier was I was changing things in my life. I was moving things out so I could prepare myself to be more fit for what is to come. And you gave a clarity of that in this experience. So I really appreciate your phone call. And Jewel, one question to you, Miss Jewel. Did you practice piano today?
Yeah. I did not today. I go home at all today. I had not set foot in my door.
Yeah, I picked her up. She'll be going home a little.
Okay, well, listen, you guys have a good time, and I'll see you probably this weekend, darling. I love you. Well, I tell you, my family, but I'm actually glad they called because they gave confirmation to the things that I was saying in reference to how we're going to have to make some changes in our life, make different choices so that we'll be more suitable to do the things that need to be done ahead of us. And one another thing we have to do, focus on, is maintaining a quality of health so that we can literally start to work and see it through. I tell you, you never know what's going to come out just going to show the experience of truth in someone's life. And you heard my wife talk about how she selects certain breads and the reasons why, and she gave you a good understanding of that transformation process I was talking to you about earlier. And we're not different than you. We are doing you could do the same thing or something different and bring it to the show because somebody heard what she said tonight. And they're going to go out and they're going to start looking at bread to see what is gluten-free and what is not. Because that literally adds to their armament of knowledge. And when they implement it,
it also becomes a part of their testimony as to why. And the reason is because if they're having a problem from gluten, and them consuming this bread and the problem goes away, then literally that's an answer to the question, was that gluten bread a problem for their system? And there's a lot of people out here that's affected by it. And a lot of people like bread. And see, that's one of the things that we have to understand, that when we make this transformation process, we might have to give up something that we enjoy. And listen, that's not too hard to do. Believe me. I've seen people give up smoking cigarettes, it's supposed to be. I've seen people stop drinking liquor. I've seen people literally change their life because they knew that a life change was going to allow them to live longer. So we got to look at this life change that's going to allow us to live longer and possibly even structure ourselves in the next 5 to 10 years, which will give us more control over our lives and allow us to have more control in our communities to the point where we become self-efficient. And I mean, this is not rocket science, y'all. If we have a plumber in the neighborhood, then he could do the plumbing. If we got a carpenter in the neighborhood, then he could do the carpenter. If you got a farmer, he could do the farmer. See, there's a lot of things that we can do. And if we move towards holistic, that's less medical care that we need. And if we have a holistic practitioner in the community, that helps too. Because all of these things are what makes us a people. And we need to literally put our culture on Front Street. Not be able to talk about it like it's a secret. No, we want our children to know, listen, there's a lot of things that we can do, but we have to start with the first choice, and that choice has to be in our best interest. Because if we make that choice in our best interest, then when our children are not put in that position and they got to make a choice, they already have an example. And they will choose to work what is best and most suited for them at that time because it would be in their best interest. And one of the things I always tell my children is that believe you can achieve the impossible, and the impossible becomes achievable. This is Brother Davis. Coming at you on the Wise Wednesday. I'd like anybody else would like to give a call in. You got about 4 minutes. And I'd be glad to listen. I'd be glad to let you add to the show. Because I'm going to tell you something. This is our responsibility. There is no Savior who's going to save us. There is going to be no one coming to the rescue on a white horse. The only people that's going to save you, black people, is going to be other black people. So that puts you in the same group. And if you don't consider yourself as black, that's fine too. If you in on the saving part. Because literally, you may have the seeds that I could plant in my backyard and we get a harvest and share. Are y'all beginning to see this? Because I'm going to tell you, this is not a hard dynamic. But we have to be considering self-preservation by this time, under these circumstances, in this era, because everything around us looks like it can explode, implode, or be legislated out of our reach at any given time. But if we build power and value in our communities, we can literally have voice and choose, which is what the show is about. Our choices. So whenever you decide to do something, consider what it's going to do. If it's eat, what's it going to do to my body? If it's drink, what's it going to do to my body? If it's just to go out to eat, what's it going to do to my body? See, that's one thing about going out to eat. You really don't know what they put in the food back there. It might taste good, but it may not be any good for your body. And these are just the times in which we live. Well, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I really hope y'all understand that the only people that are making the decisions are the people who realize that they have to. Well, nobody really want to make decisions. Decisions are hard. You have to add some truth to them. When you add truth to a decision, it even makes it harder because now you got to look at the reality and the results. But we are just the people who can do what needs to be done. History has told us that. Well, this is Brother Davidson of Wise Wesley. I've enjoyed myself. I'm hoping that I've given you something that you can literally apply in your life. And if you decide that you can, I would love for you to call and let us know what you're doing. Maybe we can help in some way. Because this is going to be the key. All of us working together at something to achieve success. And success will not be determined by anyone else but us. Because when other people look at your success, it will never have the value that you want it to have in their eyes. So, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Brother Scotty, thank you for your time, and I'm out.
All right, thank you, brother.
Peace.
Yeah, Brother Peace. Mags, would you check this out, please?
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.